U.S. President Joe Biden signed legislation on Saturday that lifts the nation's debt ceiling, averting an unprecedented default on the federal government's debt. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Biden signed the bill at the White House a day after, hailing it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Signal failure is emerging as the likely cause of a rail accident that killed at least 275 people in India. Rescue workers completed operations on Sunday after the country's deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. India's Railway Board, the top executive body, has recommended that the case be handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation, this according to the Railway Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who faces an election due next year, visited the scene on Saturday to talk to rescue workers, inspect the wreckage, and meet some of the injured. He said, quote, those found guilty will be punished stringently, end quote. China's defense minister defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait, telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore on Sunday that so-called freedom of navigation patrols are a provocation to China. In his first international public address since becoming defense minister in March, General Li Shengfu told the Shangri-La Dialogue that China doesn't have any problems with innocent passage. This is VOA News. An explosion caused by a Russian missile strike near the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Saturday hit a two-story dwelling, injuring at least 20 people, five of them children, Ukraine's state emergency service said. Three of the injured children are in serious condition, while 17 people in total are hospitalized. This according to the regional governor. He added rescue teams are pulling residents from under the rubble. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky noted in his nightly video address the importance of thanking all of those who have made Ukrainian resistance against Russian invaders possible and effective. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, called out Russian President Vladimir Putin Sunday for conducting a war of aggression against Ukraine and warning it's important for rules to stay in place.
It's important that those rules stay in place. If those rules get shattered, which is what Putin is doing, and he's successful, then that'll be the end of the rules-based order, and that'll be a much more unstable and much more dangerous world.
He made his comments on Sunday while speaking to the Associated Press on the sidelines of a commemorative parachute drop in France, marking the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Milley met with World War II veterans outside Saint-Mihiel-Église, where paratroopers of the 82nd and 101st Airborne landed 79 years ago as part of Operation Overlord to liberate France and Europe. He is close to finishing a four-year term as the top U.S. military officer and plans to retire when his tenure as chairman ends September 30th. Demonstrators took to the streets of Moscow on Sunday in support of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the day which marks his 47th birthday. Police quickly detained many for questioning, and officers maintained a beefed-up presence in downtown Moscow. At least 45 people were detained all around Russia, according to the OVD info group that monitors political arrests. Navalny is serving a nine-year sentence for fraud and contempt of court. He says those charges were trumped up to punish him for his work to expose official corruption and organizing anti-Kremlin protests. He is facing a new trial on extremism charges that could keep him in prison for decades. Israel's prime minister said Sunday the gun battle along Israel's southern border with Egypt that left three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian officer dead is severe and unusual and will be fully investigated. Benjamin Netanyahu added Israel sent a clear message to the Egyptian government. We expect the joint investigation will be complete and thorough. His comments came at the beginning of a cabinet meeting in Jerusalem. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.